Joining us on today's episode of Outreach Radio Chicago, he's the coordinator of athletic training services from Athletico, is Andrew Wyman. Andrew, thank you so much for taking some time for us here on Outreach Radio Chicago. Why don't you tell the fine folks a little bit about yourself?
For sure. My specific role is coordinator of athletic training services in charge of our concussion services. So for the athletic trainers we employ, that's helping with their kind of concussion protocols at the high schools or teams that they work with, and then obviously do a lot of concussion education for different schools, athletic teams, stuff like that.
And nowadays, like right now, we're in the beginning of school season and football is a few weeks in. Is this when you guys seem to notice the most amount of injuries? Is there like a time frame where is it maybe during the summertime where people are off of school, or is it during season in the middle of school? Like, when have you guys noticed a trend?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, concussions can happen, you know, any time of the year and with any sport, really. You know, the fall and the spring is when the highest volume of athletics is just occurring, just the way the high school schedules work. That's
right.
Where most of our athletic trainers are employed at. So I'd say specifically probably the fall and the spring seasons, you know, you have kind of your high frequency sports that get concussions, you know, football in the fall, soccer for boys in the fall. And then the spring, you got girls and boys lacrosse, girls soccer. And a bunch of other sports as well. So just from a volume perspective, with the sports that are occurring, that's probably where we see the most. But that's not to say that we don't see some during the winter sports, you know, during hockey, basketball, wrestling, and then during summer camps and stuff like that as well.
When you're training new physical therapists and you're trying to show them the signs of, like, things to look out for, are they ever caught off guard when it's not just football or it's not just wrestling, or for, you know, the girls when it's soccer or something like that? Do they ever get kind of, you know, taken aback when they realize how sensitive or kind of how dangerous – I know it's kind of an alarming word to use, especially in a media day and age today, but the idea of, like, you know, even playing soccer, and will we all Americans make fun of it, but the idea, like, a lot of concussions come from that sport.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think our athletic trainers get such a broad background in different sports that they work with, and they realize that concussion can occur in any physical activity. So I don't think that they're caught off guard where they may get a baseball injury that results in a concussion, or, you know, some of those non-traditional sports that you don't think of getting concussions at.
Right.
But I think it's something that, you know, through our schooling, we're well aware of, just to be on the lookout for those signs and symptoms should they occur.
So what about the way kind of technology, medicine, information, it's just evolving and it's traveling so fast.
Sure.
How important is it for you and your team to really make sure that you're up to date on everything, all the new studies, all the new techniques? Is that kind of, I mean, in today's information age, it's great because it's on your fingertip, but is it also overwhelming because there is so much new information every single day?
Yeah, you know, it is hard to keep up with some of that stuff sometimes, just the different, you know, obviously concussion's a highly researched topic. So, you know, being up to date on the best, best practices and new research that comes out. But, you know, we have a pretty extensive team here that works with all aspects of concussion, from, you know, us on the kind of acute athletic training side to our physical therapists who work more on the long-term recovery side. You know, there's a bunch of people that kind of keep each other up to date and up to the those standards.
So this is something that gets brought up a lot in bro science or the locker room talk and all this nonsense of, you know, peewee soccer, Pop Warner soccer, and football. So this is the argument that I hear a lot, especially when we're doing any type of sports segment, is the kids aren't hurting themselves. They're not big enough to hurt themselves. It's okay for your 9-year-old to do boxing because they don't have the amount of strength to hurt each other that way. In your profession, as long as you've seen and kind of seen the medicine evolve and the way people accept truths and facts and what we're learning from science, do you think there is kind of an age where you should really be more aware of, you know, obviously kids are going to get hurt, but like that idea of like that next level of, you know, it's not just, you know, seeing Tweety rolling around your eyes, like there's an actual brain issue happening right now rolling around in your skull?
Sure. I like I said, I think, you know, any sport, any age, really, those concussion injuries can be occurring, especially those younger populations where their brains are still developing.
Really?
You almost need to be even more cognizant of stuff going on with those younger, you know, football players or those younger kids playing contact sports. So Yeah, I wouldn't say that there is a specific age where you're more or less susceptible, but just to be aware of that stuff, you know, kind of throughout an athlete's season and as they progress through different levels of sport.
So with it being the information era that we're living right now, and with the technology and the medicine moving so forward, and, you know, people like you who are really trying to make sure that you're grasping this and trying to help people out, how important is it? Because I feel like the coaches and the organizations now legally are really making sure they do the right stuff. Maybe the longest time they were the hard-headedness of the old school way. But how important is it to get to the parents and make sure the parents understand and getting them engaged? Because for a lot of people, they don't, and I know this is very cynical, but they don't have time to sit there and read the articles. How important is it to reach mom and dad or caregiver just in general?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously the parents know their child better than anyone, so they're the ones that we really need to educate on. Hey, if they're not acting right or something seems off after, you know, taking a hard hit to the head or something along those lines, yeah, educating the parents on those signs and symptoms to look out for, you know, what the appropriate care steps are, what are the next steps to get them to the doctor and return to play. So, you know, that's something we focus on a lot with, you know, getting in front of parents for parent meetings or, you know, preschool, you know, before school or before athletic meetings to get that information out to them so they're aware what to do and be able to return their child safely to sport.
And I think what you just said was super important. It's every parent individually knows their child. Not every person is the same. Like, we have this broad idea of what these things are. But with that being said, there is a general idea or a general look to when somebody may have suffered a concussion or maybe concussed or coming off of something like that. What is it, you know, and obviously, you know, you're really, you guys do this with a needle and a toothpick and you guys are fine combing this. But for the broad sense, what are we looking at when somebody didn't get their bell rung? That was part of my age going out through high school and Pop Warner. What is it now? When can I see somebody has a concussion?
Yeah, you know, the signs and symptoms are very subtle sometimes, and that's where it can be tough. So, you know, there's education that needs to go to the athletes themselves and then, you know, the parents and coaches too. So for the athletes, we coach them on what the symptoms of concussion they may be feeling after taking that hit to the head. So, you know, things like headache or pressure in your head, feeling dizzy, nauseous, you know, like noise and light sensitivity. Those are all things they'll experience. Then from the parent or coach's side, when they're observing these athletes, are they, you know, look off balance? Are they moving around kind of clumsy? Are they, you know, not able to answer your questions, you know, the way they normally do? Do they seem confused about different aspects of the game or different plays that you're calling in? Mm-hmm. Again, those things may seem subtle, but the more we can educate the athletes and the parents and coaches to kind of pick up on those things, the likelihood of catching that stuff is obviously greater.
And everything, you know, whether it comes from brain injuries to the common cold to cancer, the idea is always trying to catch it early, catch it right when it happens, you know, cut it off at the head. But with that being said, so many people are afraid of going to the doctor, spending the money and it being nothing. For somebody like for you guys who know how dangerous it can be and how important it is to make sure that everything's on the up and up, when should you, what is that balancing process of knowing whether we have to go to the emergency room or, you know, you just got to kind of walk this off? What is that process like? Talk us through that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I'll address the emergency room side first. You know, very rarely do a concussion need to be treated, you know, right away in the emergency room. There are certain red flags that may indicate something more serious than a concussion going on, some more traumatic type brain injury, brain swelling, stuff like that, that would indicate a trip to the ER right away. Most times, you know, allowing the child to rest, get some sleep, and then following up with your family physician in the next day or two whenever you can get in with them, so they can go through their more, you know, thorough evaluation is, you know, most likely what can occur. But really, you know, we coach on any of those signs and symptoms that, you know, those athletes are experiencing after a head impact. You know, those should be followed up with the appropriate medical professionals.
Andrew, professionally, and maybe a little behind the curtain, are you able to watch football, the NFL, college football, any of these sports, even down to high school and Pop Warner, the same that we were able to 15, 10 years ago? I mean, I know it's kind of, that's that little bubble that we've been ever since concussion and you know, all the science that's come out with the NFL. But are people in your field able to? I know how it is for media members who have to cover it, that it gets kind of hard to blur that line a little bit. How about for you guys on that side? Is it kind of hard to be the same type of fandom that we had back in, you know, 1995?
Yeah, you know, you're definitely, I would say, once you're in kind of the sports medicine field, you're more aware of some of those more maybe subtle things that the average fan doesn't pick up on, you know, certain hits or certain things that occur during the game that, you know, resonate with you a little bit more that you've been on the sidelines for those games or worked those games yourselves. So not to say that, you know, we don't still enjoy watching those. I think we play a vital role in being able to, you know, keep those athletes safe. But to your point, there is kind of a different viewpoint from our perspective watching those, I'd say.
Now, is there anything that we could do to avoid, I mean, other than slamming into each other, I mean, is there anything that we can avoid playing these sports and acknowledging that this is a serious risk? Do you think there's ever a point right now, or are we working towards a point where concussions will be able to be managed, like, let's say, a high ankle sprain? You know, obviously the brain is way more important than the ankle, but that idea of, like, are we moving to a point where this injury will just be like another injury, opposed to the CTE riddled, you know, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, God knows what's going to happen 50 years for you if you get that far type of scenarios we're looking at, especially for these pro athletes?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to predict. I think most, you know, most states that have, you know, state laws in place regarding concussion, you know, most athletic organizations have concussion protocols in place. Obviously, that's a step in the right direction, but I think there's always going to be certain nuances to handling concussions as opposed to any of those other, you know, orthopedic injuries that also occur during sports.
So besides legality, how have these organizations been towards, like, Athletico or some of these other big companies that are trying to help concussion prevention and aid? How have they been receptive, let's say, recently comparative to, like, let's say, 10 years ago? Are you seeing a lot more help and effort from the National Football League, from, you know, Major League Soccer, from college football, from high schools?
Yeah, you know, referencing, you know, 10 years ago or so, I was still, you know, still in school and schooling, and things have evolved quite a bit in the concussion realm since then. So, you know, we work with a lot of individual teams or schools, you know, doing these concussion lectures, doing these concussion talks to get the information out there. And then obviously if we have our athletic trainers on the sidelines or at the events to actually, you know, assess those in real time as they occur, you know, that popularity has grown quite a bit to be able to assist in that instance as well.
Is there a starting point for any first-time parents or guardians that are going to get their children into sports that maybe it's a good way to introduce themselves into concussions? Anything that you recommend that, you know, from a simple movie, maybe just a few articles? Like, is there anything that a simpleton like myself can just go in and be like, all right, cool, this is point A of what ends up being this huge, endless story?
Sure, yeah. The Centers for Disease Control website has a good program called Heads Up on Concussion. They have a lot of, you know, video tutorials or just simple handouts that can go to coaches, parents, athletes that are, you know, the basic things to be cognizant of when dealing with a possible concussion. So those are some pretty simple educational tools that we utilize quite a bit.
Andrew, you guys are always so great over there at Athletico, and obviously here in the city of Chicago, you guys have a high rep and everything from the White Sox and the Bulls and just everything that whole company represents. Is there any last-minute advice you give to the fine folks of Chicago? Any last-minute tidbits, maybe if they've had a they're nervous about their child going to these sports, or, you know, is there anything you kind of ease anybody's mind about this subject that's very heavy, very serious, but at the end of the day, we do want our children, you know, I'm turning 30 next year, and like that idea of like a whole generation not being able to play sports because we're so terrified of these things. Is there anything, any kind of light at the end of the tunnel that you could kind of give the fine folks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I grew up playing sports myself. I would never want to dissuade anyone from participating in athletics because of risk of concussion or risk of injury. You know, our job is to really make sure we can educate the parents and athletes to participate safely and enjoy it and not worry about the, you know, what may happen. You know, that's why we're here to be able to assist with those things when they do.
Andrew, thank you so much. Is there any last words you want to plug? You want to plug any websites, anything you guys are working on? Floor is yours.
Yeah. You can head to athletico.com. Check out any of our different service lines. All of our clinics do offer free injury assessments in the clinics for concussion or any other orthopedic injuries, you know, parents or athletes may sustain. So feel free to check us out.
Andrew, thank you, brother. You're the best.
No problem. Appreciate it.